Real general practice will be helping with your clinical assessment. The diagnosis may be just around the corner if you look. Agenda setting is the key to a successful consultation. But listen now, cause you won't read this in a book. A little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free. Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
CSA groups made easy. The scenarios in this component of real general practice can be used in small groups or in mock assessments. Each scenario is based on an original audio. Some of the scenarios have been pared back to make them doable in 10 minutes. I've left the original audio intact to allow the role-playing patient to understand the role. This collection of scenarios should be used rather like a recipe book. Whether you plan an intimate dinner party or a big banquet, please use the scenarios in this section of real general practice in the way that works best for you. Many learners will prefer to work with fellow GP registrars in small groups in advance of their clinical skills assessment, an intimate dinner party. Another option would be to put on a mock exam circuit with perhaps 6 or even 13 patient actors circulating around the corridors of your mock exam venue with their associated assessors. The assessors could be trainers or CSA graduates. The judges at a big banquet. Imagine that you're about to make a wonderful several-course meal. Each role-played scenario is equivalent to a course in the meal, but before the meal, we're going to need a few ingredients. Here are the ingredients for your easy meal. You will need 2 or more learners, ideally 3. At a risk of mixing my metaphors, I recommend that you cross-pollinate international medical graduates and UK graduates. But moving swiftly back into the kitchen, recruiting a trainer or a clinical skills assessment graduate would add icing to the top of your cake. The second ingredient is a time and a place to meet. Please don't forget to bring your resources with you. Smartphones, tablets or laptops. Big screens work better. You'll need a 3G connection or better. If that's not available, you will have to download the cases beforehand. The cooking time will be 10 minutes for each patient that you will act. Decide which curriculum area you want to focus on and choose cases for your colleagues. Your diners may be choosy. We recommend that you listen to the audios a day before you meet. Your meal is best prepared in advance. Listen to the cases that you will be acting as a patient. We have some optional garnishes for you. Download materials if you won't have internet access on the day. Consider printing off the black and white script to colour in after you have played the role. Print off copies of the observer sheets. These are the same as the map of the consultation headings sheet. And consider printing off a CSA feedback sheet for the trainer or the CSA graduate. On the day of the meal or banquet, some diners prefer a set meal with no gaps. Others prefer the chance to digest between courses. The set meals get you in the rhythm for doing a series of role plays before the assessment. The individual courses, with immediate feedback and discussion, allow reflection and evolution. Whatever meal plan you opt for, agree your format with your colleagues. When will you discuss the cases? After each case or at the end? How many scenarios will each doctor play? You have 2 minutes to read the brief before the timer starts. The observer or course coordinator operates a 10-minute timer countdown. During the meal itself, for option A, the intimate dinner party, small study groups that include, when available, a CSA graduate or a trainer, agree your format, build in time for discussion. That might be after each case or after a short series of role plays, your observer keeps time and records key phrases on the Map of the Consultation headings sheet. The trainer or CSA graduate records good points and points to improve on the CSA feedback sheet. For option B, the big banquet, larger groups that include actors and assessors, which are usually trainers or CSA graduates, rotate CSA style from room to room. Candidates stay put. We try to replicate the clinical skills assessment and even give a comfort break after the seventh patient. Your group may opt for the pick and mix. This might include feedback and discussion after each course. That's what our trainers group tends to offer.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.